wonderful intro. Thank you, Alan. I loved it. Hi, everyone, and welcome to The Josie Show. This is a very exciting episode. We're so glad you're joining us tonight. Hope you guys had a great week. I had a very busy but very amazing week, so that's good. We have an awesome show right now. I'll tell you what we will do in the next couple of hours. Here's what I got planned. Tonight I have three amazing guests from season 10 of American Idol. We have Devin Rush joining us. Then we have singer-songwriter Natalie Nicole Green. And from the film Walk the Line, we have Larry Bagby. Also, I'm celebrating my 18th birthday with them and all of you tonight. So it is going to be a great show, very happy birthday-ness show. You'll get to hear our great chat and some awesome music. So while I am signing into the chat room, because I know I love the chat in the chat room, we have our first guest here already on the lines. Oh, wait, do we? Producer?
Yes, we do.
That's
but first, we have got a little surprise for you.
Oh, see, they're going to surprise me the whole show. I already know
it. There you go. You're like, I've got this plan. I'm all ready to roll, and then we're going to mess it up.
Yeah, they don't warn me. Anyway,
so we're going to do this
surprise.
Really quick because right. Devin Rush is in the house, and we want to get her on the line. But
okay. First,
we've got a little something for you to start on your birthday show.
Well, all righty.
Happy, happy birthday, baby. Oh. Although you're with somebody new. Thought I'd drop a line to say that I wish this happy day would find me beside you. Happy, happy birthday, baby. Oh no, I can't call you my baby.
Baby,
seems like years ago we met on a day I can't forget, 'cause that's when we fell in love. Do you remember the names we had for each other? I was your kitty, you were my baby. Goodbye, hope I didn't spoil your birthday. I'm not acting like a lady.
There we go. A birthday song for you. I don't know who chose that birthday song.
I don't know who chose that song. Thank you, Alan.
Look at the official happy birthday song, and now I'm like all the
I have no idea what that is. But thank you so much for choosing that song.
I have to
it
say
is.
It. Not
very beautiful, beautifully sung. Let me tell you.
You're so funny. I swear.
I was waiting for, like, Tim McGraw to sing a song to me. I was trying to get excited
for
this.
You melted out.
But okay.
And I was like, oh,
I like it,
though. Wow. Very lovely, though.
Very lovely.
All
thank you so
right.
much, Alan, for choosing that song. Very cute. Is there any more surprises?
No, that's it. I've got a lot of surprises. That was more than enough for me.
That was more than enough. All right, so everyone, please welcome my first guest, the wonderful Devin Rush. Woohoo!
Oh.
Hi, Devin, how are you?
I'm great. Happy birthday.
Thank you so much.
How are you?
Thank you so much for coming on my birthday episode. I'm doing great. I am so excited. Alan already is excited. He's starting with the whistling and the whatever sound
I hear
effect.
That. I can't whistle.
Yeah.
Alan, good for you.
Yeah, Alan, there you go. I am beyond excited because I watched you on American Idol season 10 and you were phenomenal. You were called the singing waitress. Which is amazing. And you are beyond awesome, and I just had to say that. But I loved you on there. And I was wondering, though, before your American Idol-ness, I was wondering what was your, you know, earliest memory of making music? Was it as a child? When did you start this?
Oh, yeah. I grew up in a really musical family, so music
mm-hmm.
really just was everything I grew up with, and it's all I've ever known. It's funny watching home videos because my sister, who's 3.5 years older than I am, you know, when she was four and I was one, we would be just, you know, singing and dancing in the living room, and it's really funny to watch videos like that. So it's really everything that I have ever known.
Oh, that is awesome. Did you have, like, a musical family at home, or was there just, like, a lot of music around you at home?
Yeah, the whole family was really musical. My dad's a chiropractor, but he's been in bands my whole life, so I grew up always, if there were four people in the band, my dad was always cool and let me, you know, pretend like I was rehearsing with them, so I was always the fifth member in their band growing up, and there was always oldies music, so I grew up on, you know, 60s and Motown, and my mom is a voice coach now, and she was a talent manager growing up, and so she's always been a singer, so growing up with that, and then my sister's a singer-songwriter, and now she's a record executive, so everybody in the family does all of this cool stuff, and yeah, I'm really, really thankful to have grown up that way.
Yeah, made it a lot more fun with that music all around you.
Yeah, and I always had that outlet, you know, when I was in school. I was made fun of a lot in middle school, and I never felt really like I fit in, and I used to go home, and I would sit at the piano for hours, and that was always the place that I could go, and it's always, I grew up going to auditions in New York, you know, leaving school early and going and doing shows in New York, and I just always felt like that was where I could be myself, and it's really a powerful thing to have something in general. I think that everybody should have that thing that they can always go to be themselves.
Exactly. And look at you now. I love stories like that because, I mean, in school, I mean, I think everyone was actually, you know, had to have been bullied one time or another. But I had that problem, too, because, you know, I was, you know, in choruses and stuff, and I guess people didn't think that was cool. I don't know. I thought it was cool. but that's all that matters.
I think it's cool.
I love those kind of stories, you know, where, you know, you get problems from other kids and then you're just, you go on, you continue life and just go your own way and be amazing, you know?
I think in general it's just about including the bullies too. I mean, I guess we'll talk about it. I'm a national spokesperson for a bully prevention organization, and I study, you know, this, and I see the patterns and all of these things. And, you know, it seems like, you know, if you have that thing, the bully or the person who's being bullied, if you have that thing that you can always go back to, that's your outlet, it can really create just a healthier person altogether. So we should all have those things.
Mm-hmm. I agree. And it gives you a lot more material to write about, too.
Sure. Yes. Yeah. Absolutely.
It does. It really does. But I was wondering, other than your family, because you do have a musical family, who else would you say are your biggest musical influences growing up? Like a favorite artist out there that you listen to on repeat? Who would you say?
My musical influences, well, definitely my family. But I grew up listening to a lot of Celine Dion and a lot of the Beatles, of course. A lot, you know, my dad used to play me just random 60s music that I always loved. And, you know, you go listen to the bass line in this. And he really taught me at a young age how to, you know, pick out all the instruments and how to just hear all of that. So my dad has always been a huge musical influence. And then I started to get really into jazz when I was 13 or 14. And that just completely changed and shaped my whole world, listening to Billie Holiday and Ella Fitzgerald and Bessie Smith. And then also music that's not vocal, like Miles Davis and Herbie Hancock, to listen to people like that and hear what they're expressing and what they're feeling through the instrument they're playing is sometimes to me even more, says even more, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. So, I love that you like, you know, different kind of genres. You don't just like one specific one. You listen to it all, which I'm like that too, so that's really cool.
I think it all derives from everything, you know? I mean, if you listen to hip-hop, I love scatting to hip-hop. I used to, before I lived in New York, I don't have a car now in the city, but when I was at home in Pennsylvania, I would drive and I would scat to the hip-hop that came on the radio because it's all derivative of jazz. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
So I just think that's really cool that you like all different genres. But which genre, it probably is hard to pick, but which genre do you prefer singing, you know, and do your shows on? You know, what genre do you prefer, I guess?
It It is hard to pick, and I don't like to pigeonhole things, which, you know, kind of is difficult sometimes, but I think that where my music goes and what I naturally go toward writing is kind of a soul pop with jazz element, you know? So it's definitely influenced by jazz, but then having a little bit of the Bill Withers kind of vibe, or Indiarie. Do you know who Indiarie is?
No, I don't, but I got to Google.
She's amazing, and I hope our listeners, check her out. She's more contemporary, but she's very soulful and very, very spiritual, and the content of her music, just what her music is about, is really beautiful. That's kind of where my music goes.
Awesome. You know what? Google is my friend, so I got to check that out. Now that you mentioned it.
She's
very
awesome.
Cool. Love it, love it. But before I play some of your music tonight, which I am beyond excited about, of course I have to ask you this question, because of course you were on season 10 of American Idol, which is beyond awesome. Can you tell us a bit about your Idol experience? Tell us what happened. How did you like it?
Well, this is cool, because this is coming right in time, that question. I did a benefit for Hurricane Sandy last night on Long Island with three of my fellow American Idol family contestants.
Cool.
I was with Karen Rodriguez, Robbie Rosen, and Caleb Hawley last night for this show, and it had a great turnout, and it was just so good to meet so many fans from the show. And the experience was incredible, and even more than the experience being so surreal, you know, living it now since the show, it's been such a cool journey, just staying in touch with all of the people that I met and all of the incredible opportunities that have come from the show. And it really was just an amazing, amazing thing to experience.
It looks that way because, I mean, not only are you going there because, you know, you want to obviously be the next American Idol, but also it's really cool because it seems like you make a lot of, you know, great friendships there as well. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Which is kind of a big deal too, you know?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's so cool because, you know, you meet people from all over the country. So I was out in L.A. for it, and I met some people out there that I'm going to get to see again in April. Hopefully, like Casey Abrams, if you remember him. He's doing great work now. Casey, who plays the bassy, he's phenomenal. And so I'm really excited to see him. But, you know, Jerome Bell, all of these people that live in some of them, we live in the same neighborhood. So it's just been really cool. Really talented, wonderful people that I got to meet. And it's been nice. It's been good.
Yeah, that is really, really cool. And now I really want to talk about your music, because, as I said, we're going to get to play some. I'm so excited.
Cool.
But first, can you tell us a little bit about some of the music you currently have out right now for people to check out?
Yeah, thank you. I released my debut EP. EP is five songs on an album. I released that last June, and it's called Time. And it's the whole theme of a lot of the things that I do and a lot of my music, the theme is time, because I think time is a very interesting thing, the fact that it doesn't actually exist, how it's an illusion, how sometimes we kind of get freaked out about time and regression. And so I've been exploring that a lot, and the fact that maybe regression, you know, when we think that we're going backwards in our lives, maybe, you know, or when we think we hit a plateau and we're not moving forward, that maybe regression doesn't even exist, you know, that maybe that feeling of regression, that feeling of moving backwards is actually the way that we move so much further forward than we ever could have. And so that's a lot of the music I'm writing right now has a lot to do with that theme. The EP Time that I released last June and the single off of the album was also called Time. That's available on iTunes. It's also now, as of today, it's available on Google Play. It's available on Spotify. It's everywhere. And the first song is called Time, and that was my single. And then after that, it kind of goes through just the story of maybe going through a breakup and then maybe looking for the person that you know is out there, but you don't know where. And it's a fun little album.
Yeah, very relatable, too.
I think so.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And so it's not going to be hard for anybody to find your music. You're on iTunes, all the other fun stuff. You can get it on your...
Oh, it's all over, yeah. And I'm on Twitter and YouTube. I make a new YouTube video every week with my guitarist, Andrew. We have a great time. So people can check out YouTube, Devin Rush Music, and my name is Devyn. Rush, R-U-S-H, and Twitter. I'm all over there, so everyone can feel free to reach out and say hey.
Easy. Perfect.
Yeah.
And we'll post your links later, so on the after the show, so click
away.
Thank
you.
Yeah, anytime. So I'm, like, so ready to listen to some of your music, so let's play your first one, Runaway, and we'll be right back, okay?
Great.
Awesome. Here we go. Runaway by Devin Rush, and we'll be right back with her in just a moment. Here we go.
Runaway,
was Runaway by Ben Amazing. And something that I found really important, I read somewhere that you have a campaign going on right now for your album. Is that correct?
Wow, Josie, you're awesome.
I'm on it. And also, I want to know, how can we support you in this campaign?
Thank you very, very much. Well,
no,
that song, Runaway, it actually, that wasn't on my EP. That song has not been released yet. That's going to be on the next one.
Cool.
It's a very important song to me because it's all about, you know, what somebody goes through when they're being bullied. And that's something that I really, really stand for is creating a place that's safe for, I want kids to grow up safe and happy and healthy. So that song is very important to me. I have a Rocket Hub campaign. It's, you know, similar. It's a crowdfunding website. So if you go to rockethub.com, you can find it. Well, you can find the project by just going to my Facebook. It's on Twitter. The link is everywhere. But it's, for some reason you had trouble finding it, just go to rockethub.com and type in Devin Rush, and it'll come right up. And I'm raising money right now to get my new album produced and out there to the public and to travel, to go do a tour. I'm wanting to go to England and do all these really fun things. So that project is very exciting, and the project is going on until April 25th.
That is very exciting.
We have a little bit of time, but not a lot. So people have been very, very generous so far. I'm really, really thankful.
That is very exciting. Well, you know what? I'm going to help you out. I am going to donate to this campaign because I think this is amazing. And, well, I kind of just want to see you perform and want more music.
Susie, thank you very, very much.
As always,
if there's anything I can do to support you, you always let me know.
Oh, thank you so much. And anytime. I love your music. I'm a fan, and anything that I can help is totally, totally cool.
Thank you.
Yeah, anytime. And also, can you give out, your social networking site? Well, you kind of already did that. But kind of the best place where people can chat with you? Like, what are you on mostly? Like, Facebook, Twitter?
Oh, my God. You guys, I tweet constantly. I can't even.
Oh, yeah.
I do a lot of Facebook, but Twitter's kind of fun because it's so safe. Like, you know, with Facebook, you see what people write back, which is really fun, too. But with Twitter, like, you can write things, and you know, I don't know, it just kind of goes out there into the ether. So
yeah, I knew there had to be one of your choice because I am addicted to Twitter.
I'm addicted to Twitter also, and I like to tweet about, like, I eat a lot of Nutella and kale all the time, and for some reason I always want to tweet about that.
Tweet on.
So, yeah, man, Twitter's the best.
It is.
I really was not about that for a little while. Like when everyone was telling me to get a Twitter, and I was like, oh, God, that's like the vain part of Facebook that everyone makes fun of, like, hey, I just had a sandwich, you know? But,
yeah.
Like, nobody cares. But actually, I care about people's sandwiches, you know?
I do, too.
I like reading about people's sandwiches. I don't know why it's so interesting, but, hey, I love Twitter. So there
I like it so much that I even have the app on my iPhone. So you know what? I care.
I care. And YouTube is great. I love seeing other people's videos. I've been loving posting these videos. Andrew, my guitarist, is also one of my best friends, and we just have so much fun every week making these videos. So that's definitely, you know, all those places people can leave comments, and it's fun.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Cool beans. And also, speaking of YouTube, I've seen your YouTube video, I think a while ago. I don't know, but the Alchemist, I believe that's what it's called, and I loved it. It is amazing.
Thank you.
It was the live version, I believe, that was on YouTube, so I seen it, and it was amazing. Can you tell us a little bit about the story or the name behind this song that we're about to play?
I would love to, yeah. The Alchemist, so the word Alchemist is not in the song at all, but I call it that because it really just, that word kind of embodies, you know, just everything that the song is about. So, let me see. Okay, so it starts out, can you fall in love with the cold? And I'll tell you what the personal experience was and how you can, you know, you can apply it to any situation. But I went through a really hard breakup a couple of years ago with a guy that I really, really cared a lot about. And I was just missing him so much. And it was winter, and I was walking with a friend of mine, and I was just not in a good way. You know when you're, like, really upset and just everything, any little thing. I mean, and so on top of being so upset, it was freezing outside.
Yeah.
And I was walking arm in arm with this really good friend of mine, and he goes, "Can you just stop shivering for a second?" And I was like, "What?" And he's like, "Just stop shivering." He's like, "Maybe if you just fall in love with the cold and stop shivering, maybe things will be okay." And I stopped shivering, and I realized, oh, my God, this is something I can control, and that so many things happen to us in our lives that we have these visceral reactions to, but we can control how we react. Even, you know, we can take the instinct and then change it. You know, it's the same way
right.
we can change our thoughts to be positive, even when naturally we want to think something negative. So the idea behind The Alchemist is the process of alchemy. One more quick story, and then I'll let you play
yeah.
the song. But
oh,
it's
no,
a lot
no.
with the song. The process of alchemy, I was having a conversation about this same situation with another good friend of mine. And he said, "Do you know what the process of alchemy is?" And I said, "No." He said, "Well, the process of alchemy is all about making gold. And in order to make gold, you have to melt away all of this dirt. And then underneath all of the dirt is this beautiful piece of gold." And so I wrote this song, The Alchemist, about falling in love with the cold, changing your thoughts and creating something positive, and then being able to reveal the gold that is you by stripping away all of the dirt.
Yeah, I think that is just, I think that is such a relatable message, I think, for, you know, just everybody. And also, I find it kind of funny how, you know, someone could just say something and then you can find a song in it, you know what I mean?
Oh,
and
yeah.
I think that's really, really cool how your friend just said that and you were just like, that's interesting.
I have some
you know?
Pretty inspiring friends, I gotta say.
Yeah.
I'm lucky.
Which is the most important thing. You need those
yes.
friends around you. Yeah.
Yes,
definitely. Mm-hmm. So I'm ready to play this. I'm so ready. So everyone, please put your hands together or fins together for The Alchemist. Here we go, by Devin Rush.
Thank you.
Play it. Thank you. Here we go.
Can you fall in love with the cold? Can you fall fall in love with a car. But a little did it all. But a little bit did it all. Did a little bit of it up on my head. A little bit of it all.
Running out of time here, but I have one last question for you on a serious note here before we let you go. And I had so much fun chatting with you.
Thank you. Awesome. I did too.
Awesome. We have to have you back on. Whenever you have new music out or anything else to promote, you have to come back on.
Thank you so much. Yeah. Anytime you guys need me, I'm back. I'm so happy to be here.
Sounds awesome. It was a lot of fun. But first, before we let you go here, I really want to mention you are an amazing advocate for children. We talked about this kind of in the beginning of the show, but can you tell us, like, in detail about some of the different work you do with different organizations?
Yeah, I would love to. The organization that I'm the national spokesperson for is called Hey Ugly, and Ugly is an acronym that stands for Unique, Gifted, Lovable You, and I speak at schools all over the country to students, all from elementary school through high school, to build emotional awareness and self-love, because the idea behind it is that everything is cyclical and that bullying is the cause of bullying. So, so it starts with you, and so teaching kids about how to become aware of themselves and their emotions and how to love and respect themselves so that they can love and respect other people is what we're all about. So I sing at the schools, and it's been wonderful. Very excited, and it's been getting a lot busier, so that's great. I'm a big sister with the Big Brothers Big Sisters organization, and I've been doing that for, it's been 5 years now that I've been matched with my little sister, and I love her so much, Kelsey. And that is an amazing organization that I'm a regional spokesperson for in my hometown. So any organization that is about emotional awareness in kids, you know, like I said before, it's all about, I think that having kids grow up to be strong and empowered and healthy, mentally, emotionally healthy is my biggest dream to see.
Amen. And I think everything that you do is amazing, and everything
you.
That you stand for is just beyond incredible. And I wish there were more people like you that, you know, take a stand against bullying, because as I mentioned, I had a moment of being bullied, and you definitely are amazing for, you know, standing up for all those kids out there that do have a moment like that.
Thank you.
Yeah, and I just think you are awesome, and thank you so much once again for coming on the show and chatting with me on my birthday.
Oh, my gosh. Well, you have – this is 18th birthday, yeah?
Yeah.
You have an amazing, amazing birthday. I'm so excited. Welcome to adulthood.
I know. I'm scared.
Pretty exciting. Don't be scared. It's all good.
Thank
you're
going to
have so many amazing, wonderful things happen, and you're on such a great path. I read up on you too, Josie, and you seem incredible. I'm really, really proud of what you're doing.
Oh, thank you so, so much.
Yeah.
And I'm going to continue to check out everything that you're doing, and I'm a fan.
Please stay in touch. Thank you.
Oh, will do. Everyone, Kevin Rush. Yeah.
Alan, keep whistling, man. That's good. Good stuff.
Yeah, Alan. Put the whistle. One last time. Alan. Can you do it? Please.
Oh, that was
incredible. That was loud. That was really loud. Really?
I can't. It baffles me. It's amazing.
Ooh, I kind of did it, but no, not really. Not as good as you. Thank you so, so much, Devin Rush, everybody.
Happy birthday. Thank you, guys.
Time just flies by. It's crazy. But it was awesome chatting with Devin Rush on my birthday. But I am so, so excited because we have our next guest, and I am so happy that I get to spend my birthday chatting with this next guest. Everyone, please welcome the wonderful Natalie Nicole Green to the show. Yeah! Natalie, hi. How are you?
Hi, I'm great. How are you?
I am doing amazing, amazing. I've been looking forward to chatting with you.
Oh, I have too, and happy birthday, by the way.
Thank you so much.
That's super exciting. 18's a big year.
I know.
What do you have planned? Because it's what? Tomorrow is your birthday?
Yeah, tomorrow is my official birthday, and tomorrow I'm gonna have family over, all that fun stuff. Exciting.
Oh, fun! That's awesome.
Yeah, and also I have a radio show launch that's gonna happen on my birthday too.
I saw that. With you.
Yeah, it all came in good time.
That's awesome.
So now I want to know a little bit more about you because I'm a fan of yours as well. You are so talented.
Aww.
Everyone got to hear her songs. And I get to play. Yeah. But first, I was wondering, what age did you start making music? When did this all happen for you?
I have been making music since I was a very little kid. But professionally, been doing it since I was 21. I made a deal with my parents that I would have to get my degree first in college. And then I could, I could go after my dreams full force. So I've only been doing this professionally for 2 years, but making music for my whole life. So, yeah.
Absolutely. Did you have a lot of music around you growing up that kind of got you into this?
You know, it's funny. Like, none of my family members sing or play any instruments. Like, you don't want them to sing or play anything. You're like, oh, no, that sounds horrible. But I've just been surrounded by music just my whole life, just listening. My parents have really good taste in music, so I think that really definitely helped define me. But since I was a little kid, I would always be that annoying little girl in restaurants just belting it out at the top of her lungs, some Johnny Cash or Dolly Parton or some Disney movies. So I've just always been doing it since I was little.
Belt it out. When you have a voice like that, you can't go wrong. You have to sing everywhere that you possibly can. You have to. and also, I was wondering, who do you listen to on repeat? Who would you say are your biggest musical influences ever?
biggest music ever. Okay, Dolly Parton would have to be number one. I love that woman. Some newer artists, definitely Carrie Underwood. I love her vocal ability, her vocal acrobatics that she does. And I love Gretchen Wilson for her Southern rock.
That's
so cool. I love that about her. Miranda Lambert, Garth Brooks, I loved him as an entertainer, and I want to be an entertainer like him, and Shania Twain. So I'd probably say those are the ones that are always on my repeat and on my favorites on my iPod.
Me too. If you look at my iPad, those are the names that are on it.
Exactly.
Love that. So now I am very, very excited because I get to play some of your music. Well, a song of yours that I get to play, and I'm beyond excited.
And this is the exclusive. This is the first time anyone's going to ever hear it.
Really?
We're not even releasing it again until, I think, on iTunes and everything for about another month. So you are the first one to hear it, and so are your listeners. So I'm excited to hear what everyone thinks.
I am honored to have this song be played first time on my show. That's amazing.
Well, of course. Awesome. I was excited to be on it.
Me too. I'm excited you're here too. So let's get started. Let's play it. It might get loud by Nelly Nicole.
Hey, Josie.
Whoa, yes.
Before you play the song, there's two firsts. Not only is it the first time it's being played anywhere, but Josie's Country Blast Radio, where the show is on right now, we're ranking in top 10 country stations. We're number 10.
Oh, wow.
That's really so exciting.
That's awesome. That is so exciting. See, we've been having some firsts today. This is very exciting.
That's so exciting. Congrats.
That is crazy. That's good. this is a half a day. So I am beyond excited. Let's play this amazing song. Everyone, you got to check this out. It Might Get Loud by Nelly Nicole Green. Let's make it loud. Here we go.
Hey.
And we'll be right back.
Most of the way, blowing Friday night away.
and that was It Might Get Loud, and that was the first time it was ever played. And my opinion, I need that song on like an upcoming album or a single or something on iTunes. So that is beyond me. I love it. It is so catchy.
Oh, good. That's the whole point. So I'm glad you like it. Yay.
I love it.
Ever it was played, so.
That is awesome.
I'm not
going
to lie, I was a little nervous, but I'm glad
you
like it.
You don't have to. I'm awesome. I definitely would get that on iTunes. Tell me when that's out, because I have to buy it. That's amazing.
Oh, cool. I'll definitely let you know. Yeah.
Awesome. Anytime. Also, I was wondering, where can our listeners go to purchase all of your music, you know, your old stuff or your recent stuff? Where can we find you?
Yeah, you can go to www.natalienicolegreen.com.
Mm-hmm. Easy.
Yeah.
Very easy. So just go to the website. We'll post after the show, and you can find everything to do with Natalie Nicole Green. Easy.
Yeah, cool. That's what I think. I mean, I guess it's my name, so it's kind of easy for me.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah. Love it. Before I get, you know, deeper into the conversation, I really quick have, you have a caller, so that's really awesome.
I have a what?
You have a caller.
Oh, I love callers.
I know. That's always the best. So let's do it. Everyone, let's put on Steven, your caller Steven. And Steven, you are on the line with Natalie Nicole Green. And Yay! You get an applause.
Hi, Steven.
Either.
Oh my God, is this Natalie?
Yes.
Natalie, I'm here with all the guys. I love you so. This I saw you perform on Latchway. It's awesome. I'm such a huge fan.
I love you.
Your music inspires me to be a better person. I love God, and your music inspires me.
Oh, I'm glad it does. That makes my day.
We actually went to school together.
We did?
Yes, we did. I don't know if you remember me. I didn't have many friends. My name's Steven Pelk.
Yes, I do remember you. Are you older than me?
I played on the baseball team. I always had a huge crush on you.
Yes, I do.
I'm just so proud of you. Your music just inspires me so much. I'm just so proud of you.
Oh, well, I'm glad. That's very sweet of you. I hope to see you again at a show soon.
Oh, my God, I can't wait. When's the next time you perform?
I guess I'll be playing back at home in Gainesville at Nappy's March 24th.
I can't wait
to see you. Thank you so much for calling in.
Go to the site. Visitors, it's Natalie Green. That's NatalieNicoleGreen.com. Everybody get there. Like it. Like her on Facebook. She's awesome.
I love you. Thank you so much, Steven.
Thank you, Steven, for calling in. You're awesome. You're a great thing. Steven, you still there? Oh. Oh, that was so cute. That was so sweet.
Oh, wasn't it? Oh, my gosh. Callers make my day. I love when, you know, people are just so sweet.
Yeah, you have such dedicated fans. Steven, you're an awesome fan, and that's really, really cool.
Yeah, that made my night. That was really cool.
Yeah, awesome. Good job, Steven. Very cool.
Yeah.
You made her night. So I was wondering, do you have any social networking sites where people can find you? I know you have a Facebook.
I do. I love Facebook. Facebook is my thing. So... yeah, you can add me, Natalie. I think it's Facebook.com/ I'm not good with those slashes, but Natalie Nicole. It's Natalie N, as in Nicole Green. So Natalie N Green, and that's my music page.
Love it. So you
can
like
on that all the time. Yeah, you guys come and like me, and then we can talk on Facebook all the time.
All the time.
I'm on it all the time. Instagram, on there. Pinterest. You name the site, I'm probably on it because I love making new friends on social media. I think that's such a great opportunity because you can be friends with anyone across the world and you don't really even have to leave home. But Yeah.
It's true. It's true. I think it's really cool, you know, that the social networking sites, you know, could help so well with, you know, music. You can meet new, you know, musicians around the world or artists around the world. And also you could just make tons of friends all around the world, which is just awesome.
Exactly, exactly. And then when we get to go on tour, we actually get to meet them face-to-face.
Yeah.
And I feel like I've already known them for years, you know, so...
Absolutely.
Really cool.
Have you ever had a moment like that where you were chatting with a fan and then finally you got to see them face to face and it's like a crazy, hey, I know you moment?
It happens all the time.
Awesome.
I meet so many people on social media and then they come to a show. It happens every single show. And I'm like, mm-hmm. I know you. Where do I know you from? And they're like, Facebook or YouTube or, and I'm like, that's where. Hey, how are you? And it's just crazy. I feel like I've already been friends with them for so long.
That is awesome. That is so, so cool. But speaking of performances, you do quite a few performances, and I want to mention you do it for churches and the veterans. Can you tell us about these great experiences?
I love leading worship at churches. Mm-hmm. That's something that I just do in my free time. And, you know, if I can get me and my guys to go and lead worship somewhere, I will totally be there. I love that. And then veterans is a really close thing to my heart because all of my family members are veterans. And I guess I just grew up with the appreciation that, you know, they didn't have to come back home. And so mm-hmm. I always try and do as many veteran events as I possibly can to just give back and thank them and make sure that they know that they're not forgotten, their friends aren't forgotten, their family members aren't forgotten, and that, you know, mm-hmm. without them, we wouldn't have our freedom. So they're putting their lives on the line for us, and I just always want to try and give back. A big goal for mine is to sing in the USO. I think that would be really cool. So hopefully that happens.
Definitely. I guess I'm going to have to ask the next question because it was going to be, is there any other place you haven't performed yet that you would like to? Would that be on your list?
Oh, that would totally be on my list. There's a ton of places that I would love to perform. We've kind of been in the southeast region so far, but I'd love to go out into the Midwest and, you know, up the East Coast side and the West Coast. And I grew up in Germany, so I would love to go back to Europe and play there.
Yeah.
So,
you know what?
And
I was going to say, one of these days, you have to come somewhere near Illinois, or I'll make a trip of it. I don't even care. I'd love to see you perform. That would be awesome.
We need to hook that up. That would be awesome.
Definitely. Mm-hmm.
I would love that. Yes. I will totally let you know when we play there.
Awesome. Had to mention it.
Yes.
What were you saying? No. Sorry. I had to mention it.
You're funny.
Really quick, though, I want to mention you had an opportunity to meet the amazing Colt Ford. Can you tell us about that? Jealous.
Yes, I did. He actually came to town. And we got to sing for him and meet him. And he was such a cool, like, down-to-earth guy. It was really awesome. So I think we might be doing a few more shows. But I can't say it for sure yet, but it's in the works. So, yeah, it was really cool. I was really excited and blessed to meet him among some other cool people.
Definitely. I always have to ask, you know, obviously when you see someone on the TV or see someone, you know, hear someone on the radio, do you ever have that kind of like starstruck, like surreal, oh my goodness, I'm face to face with this person?
Oh my gosh, it happens all the time to me. And I have to literally say, Natalie, act cool, like you're good. Because I was on the top 125 for The Voice season 2. Mm-hmm. And there were so many celebrities in LA that just like walk around, and it's like, oh my gosh, like, that's my favorite actor right there, like, oh my gosh, and it's crazy, you know, and they're just getting their coffee, and I literally have to calm myself down before, and then usually I'll have a friend that'll, you know, go and introduce themselves, and then I go get a picture, but I'm not, you know, the one that's like, oh my gosh, I'm your biggest fan. I just try not to act, you know, too crazy,
I guess. You keep your cool, which is more than I would. I would kind of be freaking out in the corner. That'd be me.
But see, I'd have to be friends with you because then that's how I get my in, you know what I mean? So
exactly.
I think we would work well together.
Exactly. I'll be the creeper fan that walks up, and then you could just sneak behind and be like, can I have your autograph, by the way? See, perfect team.
Exactly. That's perfect.
Love it.
Perfect.
Very. Also, I was wondering, very important, because I want to know, are you currently working on any other projects that you could tell us about, writing or any performances coming up? What you doing?
Well, it's crazy because, like you said, my favorite thing's performing, and usually we're booked every single weekend. And I kind of took the first 3 months off, and I've been writing nonstop for the EP and writing with all kinds of different writers up in Nashville and in Florida, and working with my management and booking team to book more shows at the end of the year and in the summer and just going on tour. And then I probably can't say because I'm under, like, big contracts, but there might be a TV show coming up in the fall. So so hopefully
in the works, you never know.
One of those. Yeah, that would be really cool, wouldn't it?
That would be cool.
Yeah, so hopefully.
Hopefully. But I totally understand how
that
goes.
I can't say maybe yes or maybe no, so I just, you know, have to keep you in suspense.
Oh, yeah. It's all good. You're making us wonder. Like, will we see you on my TV soon or not?
Yeah, so you have to, so you have to be my Facebook friend to find out, I guess.
There you go. Great segue. That was awesome. I mean, great way to bring them in. You got to join her on Facebook. You got to like her on Facebook. It's
the
only
way. Friends if you want to find out. Exactly.
That's awesome. Love it. But no, seriously, everyone, please like her on Facebook. And I will post all the links, so you don't even have to worry about that. Just look out for all of the links, and, you know, I got you. So now I have some fun questions here for you, if you're ready.
Yeah.
Awesome. I love fun questions. But first here, what are some things that you like to do for fun when you're not working on your music? Some hobbies or something you do in your downtime?
Okay. No one makes fun of me, okay? But
no
I love to treasure hunt.
Ooh, cool.
And
like,
it's the geocaching thing, like, on your phone.
Ooh.
And, yeah, you download that app, and then it tells you where treasures are nearby. And I usually just go with my dogs, or if we're on tour or something, I go with my band, I make them come. And there's thousands and thousands and thousands all over the world. And, yeah, you treasure hunt. And so that's one thing I really like to do.
That is awesome. Can you give me that app? Because you're talking to, like, the biggest, like, like app user. I love that.
Oh, are you? Me too. I'm, like,
an
electronic hoarder on my phone.
Yeah, I have pretty much every single, like, fun app that people would be like, why do you have that on your phone? Like, I have every single app.
See, we should be best friends because I totally agree with you.
We should. We should. Totally. I agree.
Yes. It's geocaching.
Geocaching. Ooh, I got to check that out.
Uh-huh.
I'll do that after the show.
And it's treasure hunting. And it's so much fun. You'll love it. And
I
you have to
it.
Bring something with you, and then you can take something out of this treasure box. And whatever you want, and then you can put something in for the next person to come get it.
That is so cool.
It's awesome. I love treasure hunting. And then I just recently got into ripsticking, which is, you know, like that skateboard thing that you just keep wiggling.
Oh, yeah. I saw
kids try it, and I was I have to get me one.
That is awesome. That's so cool. I have all these fun kind of, like, what do I even have? I have, like, virtual families, pocket frogs. I mean, I got weird things on here. I mean, I draw free. I mean, I got a lot of different crazy things.
Oh, see, we'd be friends because I'd be like, hey, what kind of cool new apps do you have?
Yeah, you know, that's how it goes.
Yeah, I've got, like, 14 apps in one for Valentine's Day, and it's
awesome.
Crazy.
That is so cool. You know what? After the show, we have to talk a little bit more about apps because
yes,
I need to know what
I'm
you
so
have
because
you have all the cool stuff. You have all the cool stuff. You got to let me know. Another fun question. This is fun. Another fun question. While performing, have you ever had kind of an embarrassing onstage moment that you could share?
Oh, heck yes. I do. I'm probably, like, the biggest klutz ever. And I tend to wear pretty high heel shoes on stage. So it's never really a good combination. I thank goodness have a wireless microphone now because I used to get tangled up in the wired mic so much when dancing and with my heels. And I definitely had a few moments where, you know, I'd trip and just, you know, try and play it off. But I haven't fallen off the stage yet, so thank God for that, or even on stage. So I'm just thanking the Lord on that one. hopefully that doesn't happen anytime soon. Yeah. But I definitely trip a lot, and, you know, the audience usually laughs, and I'm just like, well, you know, it happens.
So. You're human. You're human.
Yeah.
I think it makes the mood a little bit. I mean, you know, get people laughing, you know, hey, hi, I tripped, it's all good.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. And, I mean, another thing that I love to do is for people to smile and to laugh. Like,
yeah.
If I can make them laugh in any way, you know, I will totally do it. So I'll make a fool out of myself. I don't mind, you know.
Join the club. It's all good.
Exactly. Great attitude.
Yeah, that's why I love that question, because, I mean, you know, people think that you go on stage and these people are, like, completely perfect, they don't mess up or anything, but, I mean, you know, people have they're human, so people,
exactly.
You know, you make mistakes. It's all good.
Exactly, yeah, and you just have to keep rolling with the punches. I'd prefer someone to laugh if I fell rather than be like, are you okay? Because then it's too serious, and I'm like, I'm fine.
Yeah.
I'm embarrassed now. So,
yeah. That's true. You would rather have someone, you know, just kind of laugh and joke around with you than, you know, are you okay? You took a tumble. I mean, that's kind of bad.
Exactly, exactly. I'd rather someone just flat out. So if you ever see me on stage and I fall, just laugh, okay? So.
Sounds good. Sounds good. That's right. Whoa, that was a crazy sound effect. Never heard that one before. But last question here for you, because we are running out of time and I do not want to get cut off with you. Not cool.
No, I understand.
I know, but I definitely have to have you back on, so you have to come
yes,
back on.
Yes, I would love that. I love that. It's been so much fun.
It has.
Time has flown. Yeah, it's been awesome.
It
I
really
feel like
is.
I'm talking to an old friend.
It is. Isn't it kind of like that? See,
it really good. Is. Yeah, totally.
I love it. So my last question here is... what place would you like to travel, kind of out of the world or in the States? Where is one place that you would like to perform? I mean, it could be an individual, like, place. Like, I mean, it doesn't matter, or, you know, different state or a different country or whatever. Where would
oh,
you like
man,
to
that's
perform?
Such a hard question for me, because I love traveling. Traveling is,
mm-hmm.
like, my favorite thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many places, really. If I had to say one, I would love to... Oh, man, this is tough.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I really would just want to say everywhere. I've got a big bucket list where I want to visit at least
mm-hmm.
every state, you know, in the capital. And I want to go to every country mm-hmm. if I can. So if I can cross those off of my bucket list, I will be happy. But I definitely want to visit a lot more places.
Absolutely.
So,
that's a good,
yeah,
that's
so
a good answer.
Yeah, so it's a horrible answer because it doesn't really answer it, but it's the truth, though. So.
It's the truth. It's all good. That actually was the best answer I heard because, I mean, at least you have, like, you have a bucket list. Like, you know where you want to go. So that's
I do. I've got a huge bucket list. Do you have a bucket list?
I do. I really want to go. See? This is crazy because I'm 100% Italian and I've never been to Italy. I know, weird.
Oh, my gosh, you got to go,
I
girl.
Go.
The food.
Oh,
to die for. Oh,
I know. I so want to
I'm hungry just talking about it.
I know. Oh, my goodness. Like, I have family, of course, that live there, you know, like great-grandparents, all that other fun stuff. And,
oh,
you know, cousins
cool.
and stuff. I need to go. I feel so bad. I haven't really talked to them, and I just – plus, I really want to go there for the food and, you know, the sights.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Like
it's amazing. Well, call me. I'll go with you. Heck, yeah.
Awesome. See, there we go. I already
– oh. I will
awesome.
Totally go. I love it. Yeah.
Oh, I really want to go there so, so bad. Please.
Oh, that's,
that is on
that's a good
top
place.
Of
that's a good place.
Mm-hmm. It is. It is. And I just have to say thank you so, so, so much for coming on my birthday episode. And you are just incredible. And once again, thank you so much for letting us play your song, It Might Get Loud, for the first time. That was awesome.
Like ever. I know. Well, thank you so much for playing it. I'm so blessed that you asked me to be on here, so I can't wait to be on again. And I know, it was just so much fun, so thank you so much for having me. It was an honor.
Anytime, anytime. Anytime you have anything, like, to promote or any other new music, just give us a call and we will put you on. Any free date, we got
perfect.
You on.
You're so sweet. I will totally keep you up on that. Yes, definitely.
Sounds good. Everyone, check out Natalie Nicole Green. Thanks again.
Thanks,
on.
Guys. Bye.
Thank you. Bye. Two amazing guests that I already had on. Devin Rush and Natalie Nicole Green, both amazing, amazing talents. You have to have, you know, check them out on Facebook and Twitter. I was just like,
Swirls have entered the building.
Oh,
hey, Jody.
Hello, Peanut?
It's Peanut and Squally.
Nice. Hi, it's been so long.
Did you get our birthday card?
I did. It was amazing.
Well, let's hear it. It's the ice cream song.
I don't know where the card is. I think it's downstairs. I'm upstairs.
Oh, man.
I know.
Okay, we got another birthday song for you.
Uh-oh, I'm scared. I mean, the other one was nice and all, but it was interesting. I would have wanted, Tim McGraw or something.
This is a cool song.
Okay.
How old are you now? 80?
18. Hey. 18.
Happy birthday, Duke.
Harmony right there. Did you hear the harmony? Okay. That was genius. I like that. That was cute. That was another good song. You picked two great songs already tonight for happy birthday for me. Or a happy birthday song for me. That's so sweet. Awesome. You're awesome. Anyway, we have another song that I really want to put on.
Hey, Josie.
Ooh, yes?
We have another present for you.
Oh, what?
We got your pudding, but you're going to have to get... Right, that app that Nicole mentioned to find it.
I want that app so bad. She is awesome for telling me that app because, I mean, I love my apps. I have every single, like, game app in the universe. I mean, Virtual Families, Words, Casino, Bingo, Live Quest Draw, I mean, Blitz. I mean, I have every single game.
I think the audience wants to know what Josie got for her birthday.
What I'm going to do for my birthday?
Oh, what you got for your birthday.
Oh, no, for what I got. Oh, sorry. Well, I got a yummy gumball machine. Well, the gumball machine's not yummy. The gumballs inside of the gumball machine is delicious.
Well, you can fill it with, like, M&Ms.
I know. Before the show, I just had a cherry gumball, which are my favorites, and my producer just took one. Hey, Pepper and I have been a cherry. You know, cherry's my favorite.
No.
Also, I got a harmonica and a kazoo. Oh, goodness. I got a recorder, slinkies, two slinkies to be exact. And you know Alan knows me because he got me a SpongeBob sippy cup. Let that soak in for a minute. I got a SpongeBob. Okay, first off, he knows I like my SpongeBob. Secondly,
well you see, I was in Walmart, and I just happened to be in the cup aisle, and the shelf was empty. And there's a SpongeBob sippy cup right there, the only thing on the shelf. And I was like, how does Walmart know?
Walmart knows. It knows me, okay? Because it wasn't just, you know, luck. That was fate that sippy cup was brought to
me. And it's a 16-ounce.
It was delicious.
See, now you won't spill on your equipment.
Exactly.
And you got an elephant.
It's smell-proof.
Exactly. And I'm
don't
just
forget
say
the elephant to add to your other stuffed animals.
Oh, yeah, and the elephant, which I'm so thankful it didn't have a hole in its rear end. Like the squirrel, which I have to thank Alan for as well. But
yes, pictures of her presents will be on her Facebook.
Yes, I will take pictures of all of them. but it's awesome. And really quick, I just want to say the sippy cup is amazing. I mean, you know, I don't want people to think that, like, you know, I drink sippy cups, okay? Let's not have that travel around the world. But, you know, I did.
Yeah, okay, you want to laugh? They must have known it was your birthday. It was the only thing on your shelf, and it was on clearance.
Okay, well, let's go. That's awesome. So, I mean, it's fate. And I tried a few times, and you know what? Things taste so much better in a sippy cup. Like, it's hard to explain. It's just, I'm being judged right now. I'm just going to stop. People probably someone judging me around the world right now. Go see Pacific Cup. But it's true. It's really true. I love it. It's so good. Thank you. And I love how when I'm drinking out of my
cup. Everybody listening, Josie is 18, but if you listen to the pre-show, we played Keep Your Hands to Yourself. There is a reason for that.
What? I never heard that. What are you talking? Really? Wow. That's awesome. Well, not.
Oh,
that's interesting.
You all should have seen the messages coming in today.
Right.
Dear goodness, Josie. Well, you're not even officially 18 until tomorrow.
Yeah, but I've been confused.
Josie, half of Akron, Ohio, wants to marry you.
Some confusion. Yeah, you got some proposals today.
Oh.
I didn't get to share all those with you. You got some
awesome.
Interesting photographs.
See, they only had one sippy cup, so I couldn't get a his and hers, so they'll have to wait.
I'm loved.
So, you know, it's been an interesting day.
God,
for tomorrow.
God, I'm so excited I'm 18.
You're so silly.
When I'm
and
18,
for another birthday
18,
present,
18.
Like I said during
no
Nicole,
wait,
Josie's Country Blast Radio is ranked number 10 in the country genre on Live 365.
And we haven't even launched yet.
That is cray cray. Thank you so much, everyone.
Right
for
now,
listening.
We're just in test mode. We launch tomorrow. Tomorrow at 11 o'clock Central, 12 o'clock noon Eastern. You know, why don't we get through some of the announcements that we didn't do at the beginning?
Yeah, because I wanted to get my guests on.
Yeah, because
Larry
Dagby's going to be joining us shortly. So let's get those.
Okay, so let me get through this list. All right. So first off, I want to mention, after our show airs live on The Josie Show, josieshow.com, every Friday at 7 Central, 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern. We're not doing it in the morning. It's p.m. After it's, you know, aired live, it is rebroadcasted during the week on Wednesdays at Fishing Country Now and Cowgirl Divas Radio at www.fcnr.net in the afternoon spotlight at 1 p.m. Eastern. Also, you can check out our archives or visit our networks tab at our site, www.josieshow.com, to find out more on how to hear all
but
of our
the only reason episodes. Why we rebroadcast it is because Josie takes a nap and we can't do another live one.
Well, you know, I do need my naps. You're right. I do need my naps. But there are different ways that you can listen to the show live. Like, if you are not able to be here, you know, on Fridays at 7 p.m. Central, you could always find us on everything. I mean, we're on iTunes, Live 365, Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, the best place to listen
radio.
Is in our archives on josieshow.com.
Mm-hmm.
And we rebroadcast at 12 noon Eastern time on Live 365, which you could hear on thejosieshow.com or josiescountryblastradio.com.
Yes, Josie's, that's Josie's, countryradio.com. So you can checky that out for us. That would be amazing. I hope you guys like it and love the tunes. We're constantly putting new tunes on. We're going to have, you know, new music from, you know, the new artists out there, also independent artists, signed, unsigned, doesn't matter. You know, new music out there from the Billboard charts and also, you know, the classic, because I know people love the, you know, the classical, the classic country with, you know, like George Strait and, you know, the greats out there.
And
know,
on Monday nights, when we don't have a Josie Show special edition, we have Country Crossover, where rock meets country. And
yes,
Gina just loves that Bon Jovi.
Yes, and it's hosted by you, Evan, which is awesome.
Or Peanut the Squirrel.
Or Peanut the Squirrel, true. So really quick here, I want to really quick just mention we have three special edition episodes up now. It was a good segue. Alan just mentioned it. So you can check them out. Go to our website at www.josieshow.com. Click on the special editions tab. Check out our episodes with Aaron Tippin, Glenn Douglas Tubb, and David Church. Now, I want to get my guest on because I do not want to keep him waiting. So everyone, please welcome the wonderful, 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 my next guest, Larry Bagby to the show. I'm so
Applause sign, everyone, please.
Yes, you deserve
hey,
it. You deserve it.
You deserve it. I'm impressed with how much you've accomplished, and you've accomplished that of a 100-year-old, Josie. And you're what, 16, 17 now?
I'm actually turning 18, and I cannot believe it myself.
Oh my goodness, it's amazing. I think it's fantastic. You're a prodigy with what you've done. So thank you for even, you know, taking a moment and getting to know me a little bit, and I want to thank. Mm-hmm. It's just going to be a gratitude show, I think.
Definitely.
It's a whole show of thank yous. Gratitude to Brian Morris, who through Deja Vu Records, they were able to basically introduce me to you guys. And
yeah.
Brian is the nicest guy
mm-hmm.
I've never met.
Amen.
We've,
he's amazing.
We've met on Facebook, and mm-hmm. we have a lot of things in common and a lot of similar beliefs, and he's a fantastic mm-hmm. guy, so I guess he's got some really wonderful things happening, but he was nice enough to let me come on.
Yeah, and I am so, so excited. I mean, he is an amazing, amazing guy, Brian Morris. I mean, you guys got to check him out. He's awesome. But, I mean, I'm so thankful that he brought you on the show because I am just amazed by everything that you have done and all of your songs, because I listened to your songs before the show, and you are dang. Your voice is amazing. You are awesome.
Oh, thank you so much. That's so nice of you. I love singing, and you know, I'm going to keep doing it whether they like it or not.
Amen.
So,
you
it's
do
part
your
of
thing.
My therapy.
Yes, it is. It's really good therapy. But I mean, not only are you a singer-songwriter, because I mean, you have done it all. So I just want to mention you are an actor as well. You're actor, singer-songwriter, musician. I mean, what came?
You forgot.
I mean,
you failed to mention magician.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about starting a third career. I heard that's pretty promising. A career
mm-hmm.
in magic.
Mm-hmm.
The money will disappear again. No, I love it
how
all. You know, as you know how it goes. It's like we kind of just have this desire to entertain, and
mm-hmm.
And if it's not entertaining someone, it's entertaining ourselves.
Exactly.
And
that's
just something I was
born to
do. Well,
you ever need a cowbell player? Josie's been practicing since Christmas.
That's so weird that you mentioned that. We have auditioned over 300 girls, and nobody can play the cowbell yet. So we're looking for a really good cowbellist.
Wow,
I love the cowbell.
Girl,
I put cowbell on every song. More cowbell, as Will Ferrell said, huh?
Mm-hmm. It's true. It's true. Thank you, Alan. I think you may have gotten me a job.
You can play cowbell with us anytime, Josie.
Yes, I love that. I will take that invitation and run with it, because I think you are amazing, and I want to work with you. I didn't want to be one of those creepers that were like, you know, I want to work with you, but I'm just glad that you brought that up first.
I would love to work with you too. It's you're very charismatic, and I just think it's awesome. You know, I want to tell you, there's a, I think you're following a legend in your path, because you've met all these people through your shows, and
mm-hmm.
everybody loves you, and they want to be a part of things you're doing. But that's how
mm-hmm.
Glenn Campbell made it, and, you know, in show business. He had his own country radio or country TV show, and
mm-hmm.
he had all these guests on, and John Wayne was one of his favorite guests, and John Wayne got him in a movie, and next thing you know, Glenn Campbell's playing for the Beach Boys, and so it was kind of like he interviewed people that he admired, and then began to work with them, and created this huge career for himself.
Yeah, I think that's just amazing. You know, it's kind of funny, because I think with the social networking sites and, I mean, internet radio and, radio and just TV and all this other stuff, you can meet a lot of amazing people that, you know, you befriend them, because, I mean, there's so many amazing, nice artists out there that want to help you. And, you know, then you can make new friends along the way and work with them and, you know, just have a blast, which I love.
That's right. Yeah, and it's a great way to... You don't think sometimes that you can reach out to these people, but
mm-hmm.
you'd be surprised. Instead of thinking we should get someone like Larry Bagby, just call Larry Bagby.
Exactly.
You know, he might be just sitting at home playing the guitar waiting for the next call anyway.
Exactly. I love that. But, yeah, you would definitely be our first call. We would love to have you back on or do anything with you. That would be awesome.
Thank you. You too, Josie.
Yeah. Anytime. It's true. But I was wondering, because, I mean, you do all these amazing things. You know, you're actor, singer, songwriter, and musician. But I was wondering, what came first for you? Like, which one did you really start your career with? You know?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think for me, it was music was always first, but
yes.
I think I probably made a professional mark in acting first. So I started because I lived here in California. I was about 12 years old when we moved. My parents moved from Utah, and we came out of there, and they went to this career day that our church was having. And signed me and my brothers and sisters up for this Hollywood film school, it was called. And they did a screen test, and we all enjoyed it, but I really liked it. And I got an agent and right away, and you know, it was always kind of together, singing and acting, but I think my first, you know, paycheck professional kind of gig was like was acting. So I always I think just naturally ended up, you know, on that side, just letting the music be more of a hobby and therapy for my life.
Right.
And and eventually the roads crossed. I did a few things. I actually did a TV show where I played a choir geek with Tobey Maguire called Great Scott. This was years ago, and it's funny because that series never got picked up. But this was Tobey Maguire before he was discovered. It was just a few years before he got discovered. And I think was starring in Woody Allen films. And that was the end for him in the beginning. But I was playing, you know, I was singing. And I got to work with Mark Mothersbaugh, who was the lead singer of Devo, who was the music supervisor. So it was like it's always been right there. And then when I decided, I think I'm going to hang up the acting boots for a little while, I started focusing on music, and I got the audition for Walk the Line.
Yeah.
So it was like my agents called and said, hey, can you play guitar and sing? Would you be comfortable with doing that in front of T-Bone Burnett? You know, I said, sure. I didn't know who he was. I'm glad I didn't at the time. He's a very big producer and did all the music for Brother Where Art Thou and worked with Johnny Cash and, you know, Roy Orbison, a great producer. And anyway, so I auditioned thinking it was just, you know, some guy with a name that sounded like a steak. And and they liked it, and I got a call back. And after I passed the music audition, which I did like Elvis, I did Blue Suede Shoes and Ring of Fire.
Awesome.
Which was the Johnny Cash tune, which I didn't know anything about Johnny Cash before I booked the movie. So So it was like the movie like changed my direction and my even influenced the music that I was writing. And I began to explore this, you know, old country thing, you know, Johnny Cash, Merle Haggard, Waylon Jennings, George Jones, Hank Williams. And Hank Williams Jr., like just all that early, early country stuff, even, you know, down to the Carter family, like old country. And I loved it. And because it was family and gospel and meets kind of rock and roll.
Yeah.
So that's where I got I just began this journey of recording and making my own music and kind of lost a little bit of the acting, you know, the at least the motivation for a little while to keep acting and really got focused on my music for, I guess it's been the last almost 10 years coming up. So maybe I'll be dealing with that overnight, you know, success they talked about. 10 year overnight success, the 20 years in acting and almost 10 in music. And I started when I was 11 years old. So.
Wow, you've done just amazing, amazing things. I mean, I was checking out, you know, what, you know, roles you had and stuff. I mean, you were in Hocus Pocus, The Young and the Restless, CSI, Buffy the Vampire Slayer, and, of course, you know, Walk the Line. And, I mean, you got to go on a lot of shows that, you know, I watch.
Saved by the Bell? Were you a Saved by the Bell fan? Did you ever get to see any of those? Early for you, wasn't it?
My dad actually made me catch up on that.
That's so funny, yeah, because you're like probably Full House. That was probably your era, huh?
Definitely.
Joey and...
I love it.
That's funny. Yeah, the Ashley, the twins are like old now.
Oh yeah, Mary and Ashley. I don't even know how old.
They're like your age.
Really?
I think. Well, maybe they're older. They're like 20. Probably in their 20s.
Yeah.
Now.
Wow.
But
that's crazy.
Yeah, we watch them grow up on TV, and I wonder. I know. You know, for me, I was fortunate to have a great family and like a pretty normal life, even with all of the interesting TV experiences. I never really had to leave school for really long periods of time, so I still got to be social and not, you know, get too caught up in, you know, thinking I was a superstar. My parents still made me clean my room and, you know, go to church and do all those things that you got to do, just discipline as a kid. So
yeah,
keeps you grounded, you know.
Yeah,
I'm glad I have a good. I mean, my folks are still married, still together, and they're wonderful people, and it really makes a difference in my career and life, because it's not all about that. Those are things that I'm lucky that I get to do, and I get to make money doing something I love. But you know, in the end, it's, for me, it's about family and food and God and music.
Exactly. Which is why I'm a fan of yours, because I mean, you're not just in it for, you know, of course, I mean, it's great to, you know, get paid for what you do. I mean, because it takes a lot of work, but I love that you're, you know, into it. You know, it's like, it's, you love it, you know, it's a passion of yours.
I pay to play. I pay to play, you know.
Yeah,
in LA, it's one of those, it's kind of, I always tell friends, it's a bad habit, as far as I've taken all my acting money, and I kind of think Johnny Cash was my sugar daddy in a way, because I took a lot of that walk the line money, and I just got addicted to producing music and buying gear, and you know how it goes. You just kind of want to keep up, and it's such a good feeling, and you hope that somebody will listen to it. But even if nobody does, the process is such a powerful thing, to hear music and then try to translate it and get it on paper and then eventually record it.
Absolutely. And I just, really quickly, I want to talk about, you know, some of the music that you've done. I mean, you've been doing just amazing with having your music played in shows as well. You've had your songs featured in shows like The Day the Earth Stood Still and The Breakup Artist, and performed one of your original songs in Cold Case. Can you tell us what it's like to have your, you know, speaking of music, you know, in movies? You know, how does that come about? Do you like submit songs, or do they hear one of your songs and come to you? I mean, how does that work? I always wanted to know.
You know, they're all different situations. I think just being out there and playing and having a, like you've done with your emails and keeping people posted and sending out, you know, updates and shows and new music.
Right.
It's just kind of a building. You know, building relationships. And my first, I guess, big music placement was, through the fruits of my labors on Walk the Line. And I want to thank, it was Mike, I don't know if I should probably mention his name, because you'd probably get a bunch of submissions, but feel free to tell him that you know Larry Bagby, if you'd like, and send him some music. He was the music supervisor for all of the music in Walk the Line, which turned out phenomenal. He was over at Fox, and now he's at Universal, and he's the head of the film division. So, you know, I had him on my email list, and he saw that I was working hard, and it took about almost 6 years before he sent me an email and said, you know, Larry, I see how dedicated you are, and I like what you're doing. I'm going to see if I can't get your music placed in this movie. The director's looking for a song to be playing in the truck when it blows up.
Oh yeah.
So I'm like, whatever, man. As long as the music keeps playing after the truck blows up, I'm good. So he had it placed, and I was happy that I hadn't sold out, and you know, I had my own publishing and still, you know, still kind of handle all the stuff myself with Nelda, who's been a fantastic organizer and manager to help me just kind of keep in line, because I'm hard to wrangle. They say try to wrangle the Bagby.
Yeah.
Well, like ADD and shiny things make me look away. like a cat.
That is hilarious. But it's always good to have good people, you know, surrounding you, because it is a lot of work. You know, not a lot, a lot of people, you know, don't know, but it is a lot
of
work.
And that's the, you know, we as artists want to keep creating. And so, but you do have to stop and try to take time for the business aspects, which I could probably stand some lessons in that. But I think the bottom line is being an honest person is very important, being positive and working hard, you know. I mean, it all comes down to those same elements. There's no tricks or shortcuts, because in the end, you know, quality work, and they say it takes years and years to get those hit songs.
Yeah.
Out of you. And I used to think, no, I got hits. And then I realized that, you know, after writing hundreds of songs, recording hundreds of songs, that only a few of them really would stand, you know, against other great, great songs out there. So I continue to work on the craft and also to be open to other songs, because, you know, everyone's got a gift. And, you know, maybe that's that person's one hit that they finally got out of them. And if they want you to sing it because they believe in your voice, you know, always good to keep your options open. Cold Case was that example. That one actually wasn't my original, but I auditioned for the role as an actor, and I didn't get it. But 2 weeks later, I got a call from a friend of mine, completely random, said, hey, they're looking for somebody to sing this song, and they have to replace this other guy's voice. It was a country singer in this Cold Case episode that they had all of Tim McGraw's music, and then this one original song that needed to sound more like Tim McGraw because it didn't match the other songs that were in the show. So they brought me in to sing, and I had to watch the guy and then edit my voice over his lips, basically.
Wow.
So it was really challenging, like a voiceover, but for singing.
That is
so
cool.
It was cool, but Mike Stenson wrote the song, and people loved, you know, take a great song, and even though I didn't write it, I really felt it, and when I recorded it, people connected with the song. So.
Exactly. That is so, so cool. I mean, and you, not only, you know, have you had, you know, your music in such wonderful, wonderful shows that everyone probably, you know, has seen, but you have also opened up for great artists such as Mark Chestnut, Colin Ray, Luke Bryan, to just name a few. Can you tell us about those experiences, outperforming with just talent?
Yeah, no problem. You know, again, those opportunities just, you know, always one at a time arose. It was like that resume, you know, even looking back at it, I forget who I've had the opportunity to work with.
Mm-hmm.
And as you start to list those things, or your manager does, because you're busy playing your guitar and not answering phone calls.
Right.
Basically, you make the connection. Like for me, it was a couple of venues, and they loved what I did, and they trusted that I could open for some of their major acts. So, for example, there's this place, Lake Mission Viejo. That's where I got to open for Hunter Hayes recently. And right after I did that, he ended up with – he's nominated for Grammys and blowing up. So you never know who you're going to run across or who you're going to be associated with that might blow up. And you're right around it, and the energy's great, and it makes you look good. And so we opened for him, but it was because I worked with this lady, and somebody saw – this guy saw me on that Cold Case, but he didn't see me. He heard my voice from that song I was just telling you about. So
right.
It was a good segue, Josie. You didn't know it, but it's a perfect segue, because – you've got the gift. You know, you've got that special thing where you kind of feel what's going on, and you know how to ask questions. And
you know.
You're good. So anyway, that's magic, because you're just obviously picking up on a vibe because you don't know the story yet. But the lady that worked with this guy that basically was watching TV, falling asleep to Cold Case, heard Counting My Lucky Stars, looked up, saw this cowboy singing it, but when he went on the online to the internet, saw that Mike Stinson wrote it and some other guy was acting. But he found out through blogs, his people posted it, Larry Bagby was the voice of that song. And he got in touch with me and asked if I'd like to open up for Colin Ray. And that all begun because this guy liked that song, which was a minute long on a TV show. So that turned into opening for Restless Heart, opening for Nitty Gritty Dirt Band, opening for Hunter Hayes, Hal Ketchum, all these people because of that one venue. And they, if they like you, they'll keep bringing you back if you give them what they're looking for.
Oh, that is so cool. I think it's funny how, you know, everything is connected. You know, one person may see you doing this, and then they'll give you another project, or they see another project, and then they're, you know, into working with you some more. I think that's really cool how it's all how it works.
And you're right. And you know what? That's a good point, Josie. And I think for artists that are trying to be seen or heard, the most important thing that you can do, and a friend of mine told me this, is Tyler Hilton. I don't know if you've ever been able to talk to Tyler. He's a great guy. Oh. And he played Elvis in Walk the Line.
Oh,
and
cool.
He said to me, because they were all artists that were playing and singing, and I was an actor that got to come in and sing and do music, but they were musicians that got to act. So they were all had record deals, and, you know, they were kind of like all signed artists. And Tyler said, you know, the most important thing you can do is just play. Play any chance you get everywhere. Just be open to play. And the more you do that, you're going to get better, but you're also going to, you never know who's going to be there. You might be one person in the back that you don't think is anybody, or they walk in and walk out before you even see them, and they're telling somebody to check you out, and that opens a gig or leads to the next song or the next gig, you know.
It's funny how
so
it's all connected.
Keep people posted, you know. Put them on an email list and let them know you're busy. And even if you don't feel like it's much, they like to know that, you know, you might just remind them of you.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. I agree. I love how, you know, with social networking sites and, you know, emails and all other stuff, I mean, they make it so easy for us to kind of get in contact with different people and, you know, meet different people around the world and send them your stuff, and they can send, you know, stuff back. I think that's kind of cool. It really does.
I mean, we're in a different time, right? It's changed the music business and also the acting business, but I think it's a good thing that we're just adjusting to. So it's kind of a strange thing, but we can become, you know, literally our own labels and create our own networks instead of just, you know, for a long time I've been, you know, waiting for somebody to come and, hey, we want to sign you. But what does that mean anymore? You know, if you're out there working and you're creating your own records and you know how to sell yourself and you've got a team of people that believe in you and they're happy, then really you're doing what a record label would do, but they would keep all the money.
Right, you're doing it for yourself.
Yeah, and you're building. So it really comes down to how hard you want to work. And putting in a lot of time and energy before you get paid for it.
Exactly. Couldn't have said it any better. But, yeah, I love how that works. And, I mean, I am a fan of yours. Let me just say that right now, because your music is amazing, and now I want to play some of your music. This is probably the craziest segue, I know. But I just want to hear your music.
No, I appreciate that. Anybody wants to hear it?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. You probably didn't realize I was going to talk your ear off. You just ask one question. They always told us as actors, go in and just, if they ask you a question, don't just say yes, but elaborate.
I love it, though. I love it because, I mean, you know, I've had some, you know, people maybe interview a long time ago and they'd give you a yes or no question. I like people that I could talk to and chat with. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, and I hope I haven't said too much.
No, you're awesome. You're awesome.
Thank
I want to have you back. So we can talk some more.
Oh, great. Well,
when
I have my own show, I'm going to have you on, too.
Yes, please. Oh, my gosh.
That'll be fun. People will just be like, why don't they just join forces instead of just having each other on all the time?
Exactly. Well, you know, hinty.
We'll have the whole world. You get the youth, and I'll get some of the old folks.
There you go.
They'll all be listening and want to know what's going on. Family affair, right?
That is perfect. You know what? That could be in the works because, I mean, that is that would be cool.
I think it's, that's what it's about, a little family, you know, getting the, keeping the family family-friendly. Everybody can come out and enjoy some aspect of it.
I agree. I like it. I like
baby
it.
Baby boomers
right, well,
and their babies.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Let's do it. Let's do it. let's play some of your – you're funny.
What do you want to play? What did you like? What did you like? Because I gave you – I sent you a bunch
let's
of
play.
Stuff. I don't know what you felt like.
All right. Let's see. Let's play your first song, Counting My Lucky Stars, and we'll be right back. Let's play that
one
first.
Let's
All right.
It.
Here we go. Counting My Lucky Stars by Mary Becky. We'll be right back.
Like a pebble at her window, she knows I'm back for more. In through the sliding door, then a rustle at her curtain. I rush to meet her now. We found each other somehow. I'm counting my lucky stars tonight. Lying in loving arms, and it feels alright. I'm counting my lucky stars. I hear the beat of another heart. Lying in that candle softly burn. No place we gotta go. Repress on the stereo. I'm sharing loving words of kindness. My nerves are settled now. The fever's left my brow, and I'm counting my lucky stars tonight. Lying in loving arms, and it feels alright. I'm counting my lucky stars. I hear the beat of another heart. Lying in in arms tonight, and it feels alright. My nerves are settled now. The fever's left my brow, and I'm counting my lucky stars tonight. Lying in loving arms, and it feels alright. I'm counting my lucky stars. I hear the beat of another heart. Lying in loving arms tonight, and it feels alright.
Counting My Lucky Stars by Larry Bagby, and we're with him right now. So, Larry, I know people are going to be wondering after hearing this song, where can they purchase and just check everything that you do out? So where can we purchase all of your music?
Well, I'm counting my lucky stars for you, Josie, for asking.
Thank you.
they can go to, and Larry Bagby Larry.com. So it's like Larry, L-A as in Los Angeles, R-R as in railroad, Y as in why not.
Yeah.
It's actually a Y. And then as in yoinks, I don't know. And then bag, B-B-A-G, like a bag, grocery bag, and then BY.com. So that's a good place. And then you can find me on iTunes through that or CD Baby, you know how all those things work. And that song, I want to give a shout out to Mike Stenson, who that's one of those things that just was I think God's way of putting me with a really great song through the Cold Case episode. So I sang that song you just heard on a Cold Case episode that I was brought in to sing on, and I got such good reaction and emails from all over the world saying things like, you know, I don't even like country music, but I love this song. There's something about it.
Mm-hmm.
I had people that used it for their weddings, and it just became one of those things that I said, well, I better record this and do a version of it. And I got this guy, Chad Watson, who's an amazing bass player, producer, to produce this thing for me. He played with Freddie Fender. Was the band leader for years for him. And anyway, it was just a great process, and I love that song and continue to count my lucky stars for that song while Mike probably counts his lucky money.
Yes. Love it. Amazing. And so, yeah, everyone, just check it out. Very easy online. You can get on your, you know, iPod, iPad, just everything with an I. Just get it. And also, can you
Reverb Nation, I'm on there as well, if, you know, for
cool.
those independent. Just Larry Bagby. Just put Larry Bagby in your Google search engines and see what happens.
Google.
Don't go
fine.
To any weird sites.
Right.
None of those weird German ones.
Oh, go away from, stay away from those.
I'm as big as Hasselhoff in some countries.
Yes, interesting.
I don't think so. I'm really big at my family reunions. Everyone loves me there.
That is hilarious. That's awesome. but yeah, Google's our friend. So type in Larry Bagby and you can find him and everything there. And also, can you give us
just want to apologize to the diehard Hoff fans who think nobody's bigger than he is.
Wait, what?
Yeah, the Knight Rider. Hey, and you know what? I love Hoff. He's bigger than a lot of things to me. So it had nothing to do with me. I was just stating the facts.
Alan's first, right. Anyway.
Lennon once said he was bigger than Jesus, and that caused the whole controversy.
That didn't go too well.
We don't want that.
I heard Blake Shelton recently said something about, did you guys hear about that? Like He's the new coach for country. The old country's gone or something. Ew. Kind of a good thing to say. We got to keep that old country alive. I'm a big fan of that. Johnny Cash, Merle Haggard, Waylon Jennings. Those guys that kind of just didn't buckle to the Nashville sound and kept they were just honest to their sound. Willie Nelson, you know. Just created their own thing, which is what we can do more these days. I think it's important to stick to your, you know, trust yourself.
Right.
Get honest criticism, but make sure you're getting it from people that actually care about you, not just the critics.
Yeah, just keep cowbells alive.
There you go. Absolutely. A lot of people are curious, like they always are like.
Bagby's here. I'm gonna make a statement. Bagby's bigger than Bieber. Let's see what happens.
Oh, there you go. Now you're gonna get the Bieber.
Come on, Bieber.
On you.
Let's challenge.
Oh my God. Oh.
No, he didn't. It's okay.
I agree. Okay. Anyway.
I mean, all I'm saying is I weigh more than Bieber. That's all I was saying.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Bieber is okay. It's the Taylor Swift fans you have to watch out for.
Ooh, yeah, you're right. I love Taylor Swift, too. That was so I don't get in trouble. That was the robot in me.
Yeah. They're all great. It's all good.
Everybody's great.
Everyone's great. It's all good. don't kill us.
I'm bigger than Bieber.
I was also wondering, where's the best place that people can chat with you and have fun with you? Because you're a fun guy. So I know people are going to be like, where can
you get
this?
Do you get this joke? I'm like a mushroom. I'm a fun guy.
I'm a mushroom. Oh, my goodness. I don't know.
Fungi is a mushroom. That's what they call a mushroom. A fungi. It's a bad joke. And I'm not saying I do drugs. That's not what I'm trying to say. That could be come off as like, yeah, I'm like a fun guy. No, fun guy. Like mushroom jokes.
That is hilarious.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Did you hear my, I have a gay midget friend that just came out of the cupboard?
Oh, no. You're too funny. You have to be, you should be, you know, a comedian. You should, that should be like another, like, job.
Yeah, another job I don't make money at. Just another weird hobby.
I'm not even kidding.
I love comedy. Comedy and music. I utilize my bad jokes when I'm on stage. That way they can't take the microphone away from me if I'm doing a stand up. They can try to shut me down. But if I'm up there doing music, I can slip in all the jokes I want.
There you go. Exactly. I mean, you know what? I've heard comedians go farther. So you know what? You're good. You're kind of like in the middle. there's some comedians that are like, whoa, he did not just say that. But you know what? I can agree with you. You're
good.
Yeah,
I'm a family-friendly comedian. Hey, I got to ask my folks. I'm actually over here at my folks. This phone is beeping at me. What does that mean? Uh-oh. What do I do to fix that?
Uh-oh.
Oh, my battery's dying. Hang on a second.
Okay.
Make sure that I don't. Can I just put it down and put on speaker?
Yeah, I think you can do that.
Oh,
right?
Okay. We might have a problem here. I don't know how to fix this problem because they're saying if I hang up, put the phone on the thing,
uh-huh.
I'm going to call him from my cell phone.
Okay, there you go.
So we can finish this interview. Oh, my gosh. Even my phone's trying to cut my humor off. It's telling me I'm not funny.
Timing,
it's trying to edit me. It's like, jump while you're ahead. Get off.
This is where, yeah, you can call in. You can call right back in with your cell phone so we can finish this off. We actually have like 10 minutes.
I'm calling you right now from the cell phone. Like, watch
oh,
this.
Good.
Here
oh,
we
good,
go.
Good.
We're going to do a little secret switch right now. I'm going to call as my some other person, so you just know it's me.
Okay.
Okay.
This could be funny.
Here we go.
This is the best birthday episode ever.
While we're waiting, let's give a shout-out in the chat room to Aurora, who's listening from Trinidad and Tobago.
Aurora, hi! She's so sweet. Oh, thank you so much for saying happy birthday to me. You're awesome. Thank you for tuning in. Oh, Larry, are you back? Or whoever this is? Wink, wink.
Whoa, 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 Doc, you're telling me you built a time machine out of a DeLorean? Whoa, whoa, Doc, that's heavy. Whoa, 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 Mallory, I'm a Republican, okay? I drink orange juice in the morning.
That's Michael J. Fox impersonation. Does anybody know who that is? My 80s humor that you weren't even born in?
I don't know.
Michael J. Fox from Back to the Future. Anybody ever see that?
Oh, Alan, have you? I don't know. My producer hasn't.
Back to the Future is a great movie. You guys got
to
check out that movie.
How could you not see the Back to the Future trilogy? It's on TV every 3 days.
You don't watch TV. It'll be on at least within the next 3 days.
The only
so just place
you'll
ever
see ZZ Top playing a flute and fife.
Oh, my God. I got to check it out now.
Oh, it's a great movie. I saw that movie like 8 times in the movie theater.
Oh, that is awesome. Okay, I gotta check it out.
I was obsessed, so I won't give you any more quotes till you see it.
Okay. That's awesome. But we're actually going to get cut off.
Hey, happy birthday, by the way. I feel really glad that I didn't even tell you that.
Thank you so, so much. That's awesome. I'm so glad that you're here for my birthday episode, because you are hilarious. You are a fun interview. You are very fun.
Thank you. Well, I hope you're enjoying your birthday. Is it? So you're 18? You're 18
Yes,
now?
I'm turning 18. Yeah, I'm turning 18 officially tomorrow. Tomorrow's my birthday.
So you don't have you don't have to. So now you won't be under all these child labor laws. Like you'll be working.
Great.
And you won't be working like all these late hours, and
yes.
And you'll be an adult.
I am an adult. Oh my goodness. Oh please don't say that. I don't want to be. I'm scared.
A young adult.
Scary.
Very.
But let's see here, because I don't want to get us cut off here. So I'm just going to – I have one last question here for you, and then we're going to play your song. Oh, we can't play your song? Okay, I'll hurry. So let's play your song, Behind Every Good Man, and we'll be right back, okay?
All right.
All right, here we go. There we go.
I'm on a mission, I've got my conditions, and I'm holding on tight. I've seen some ladies, made some feel crazy, but I'm holding on, gotta feel right. Standing strong until I know, and I'm holding out for love I can't control. Behind every good man, there's a better woman. Behind every rich man, there's a richer woman. Behind every sad man, there's a woman lying in her bed, crying out tonight. A woman that will stand there by your side. Behind every good man, there's a better woman.
You're very nice, and I love you even more that you laughed at my stupid mushroom joke.
You're amazing.
And I wanted a shout out to first of all you. Thank you. I got an email I just forwarded to you. I haven't heard from a friend that I served a mission for my church in Argentina over 15 years ago, and thanks to your show, we reconnected. He just sent me an email and said he's listening to you and me on the show. So. That's really cool. That's what I love about social networking, and it shows that you're reaching out to
people all over, and it's a great way to reconnect me with people I haven't heard from.
Oh, yeah, that is really cool.
So you're reaching a Spanish audience, and you didn't even know it.
I didn't even know that, and that is amazing. Well, thank
hey,
you for
Sevilla,
listening.
Yo corono, eh?
I wish I knew how to speak.
speak
in
the Beatles and John Lennon's wife. Yoko Ono, you're, that's all you have to say. Quesadilla, Yoko Ono.
Yoko Ono, wait, how do you say it?
Yoko Ono, that was John Lennon's
Yoko
wife.
Yoko Ono?
Yoko Ono.
Yoko Ono.
Yoko Ono, there you
go. I got it, Ellie. That's the one word I know in Spanish. Clap for me, people. Oh, Japanese, sorry, in Japanese, whatever.
Japanese name, it sounds like Spanish.
Oh,
hey,
Japanese.
Thank you for your time. And I kind of came in from, it was raining and traffic, so my energy was a little strange, and you put me into a great mood. So I want to thank my folks who I'm broadcasting from their home right now, and mm-hmm. they're the reason I wrote that song, Behind Every Good Man, There's a Better Woman. They've been married mm-hmm. for almost 45 years, so.
Wow. Oh, my goodness. Hello, Mom and Dad.
They wish you a happy birthday, too. Happy birthday to Josie. She's a young adult now. Can't you all see?
I like it.
She's famous in even Yoko Onoville.
Oh, my gosh.
And
you
she loves
awesome.
The muffin jokes when you're in bed.
See, duet in the future. Just saying.
Let's do it. Well, let's definitely, we should get together outside of the world listening to us and write some songs.
Yeah. Sounds good. We're going to actually keep in contact, and for sure. And I would love to work with you. And thanks again so much for taking the time to chat with me and have fun.
I love it. And thanks to Brian and to Tommy Overstreet, Deja Vu mm-hmm. Records, Brian Morris. You're a gentleman. Thanks for letting me have a great time with Josie.
Oh, thank you so much. And Larry Bagby, everyone, and we'll talk to you soon. Okay, Larry? Thank you so much.
Happy birthday to Josie. Happy
yes,
birthday
it is.
To Josie.
18. Do it.
She's 18 and she's beautiful. And she's
yes.
not a child anymore.
Yep.
Enjoy
that.
It. Happy birthday, and thank you for what you do. You're awesome.
You're awesome. Awesome, awesome. Larry Bagby, you're amazing.
Thank you.
God bless you. Oh, he's awesome. Oh, my goodness. Now I think I got to hurry because, like, we're going to. I know, I got sung to. Like, I'm seriously blushing. Like, Larry Bagby just saying happy birthday to me. That was amazing.
That was better than me singing.
Okay, and also I got to sing with him, technically.
Yeah, and right
yeah.
now people in Trinidad and Tobago think we need serious therapy.
Yeah, I do need therapy, actually. Yeah, I'm a little cray-cray. But really quick here, and I just have to say, my guests, Devin Rush, Natalie Nicole Green, and Larry Bagby were amazing. I had the best birthday episode. They were all so much fun to chat with and amazing people that I am going to keep in contact with forever and ever because they're amazing. But really quick, I got to hurry. On March 2nd, the Josie Show will hit the road again doing a live broadcast from the Taylorville Eagle Club in Taylorville, Illinois. The event will be from 6 to 10 p.m., and we will cover it right here on the Josie Show. Performers that night will be Mike Seidler, Rick Seaman, Rudy Bain, and Brad Howard. Admissions is $10, and food and drinks will also be available for purchase as well. So come out, have a great night with us, and if you are too far away from the event here in Illinois, no worry. Just tune into josieshow.com to listen live. I'll take you on our adventure with us. Da-da-da-da-da. So also here I want to mention, before we get the boot, my radio station launch date is on my official birthday, Saturday, February 9th at noon Eastern Time. We could be heard at Josie's. CountryBlastRadio.com, Josie's, Josies, CountryBlastRadio.com, on Live 365, Roku, TiVo, and your smartphones such as iPhones and Droids. We'll be playing a mix of new and classic country music, music from signed and unsigned artists, and the top 30 Billboard chart-topping music. We even have some good old Texas dance hall music as well, so make sure you tune in. Join us for the launch date February 9th, and everyone... just every day after that, tune into us at work, home, while you're on the go. just tune in. And also coming soon, we will do a tribute show for the wonderful Mr. Ray Prize. I'll let you know the date for airing once we have it all together. We're really going to go big. Go big or go home. So this one's going to be a really great tribute for Mr. Ray Prize. He deserves it. So this will be a show constructed by Don Caldwell with Keeping It Country and the Josie Show team. So it's a fun little collab. So stay tuned for more details about that. And thank you guys so much for tuning in, and especially my birthday show. Thank you so much for taking the time. And all the happy birthdays on Facebook, thank you guys so much. Aurora, once again, thank you so much for, you know, hanging out with us in the chat room. And Tori Lynn Music, you're amazing. Thank you guys so much. And you guys are awesome. And, oh, wait, she's into SpongeBob. I so am, Aurora. I love SpongeBob, just saying. And please give Perry a big hugging kiss for me. That's amazing. And talk to you guys soon. Bye. Talk to you soon.